Surprise visit. When God shows up unexpectedly, how do you respond? Many miracles and wonders were being done among the people of Jerusalem through the witnesses for Jesus. For example, sick people were often placed on mats by the street because many had been healed when Peter's shadow fell on them as he walked by. Crowds of people came in from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing those who were sick or who had evil spirits in them, and they were all healed. The community of believers frequently met together in an area of the temple called Solomon's Porch. Some people in Jerusalem spoke highly of the believers, but didn't join them for fear of being condemned by the Jewish religious authorities. But other people believed and did join the growing faith community. One result of this was that the Jewish high priest and many Sadducees became extremely jealous of the chosen witnesses. In frustration, they arrested all 12 witnesses and put them in the public prison. But that same night, an angel of God opened the prison gates and led the witnesses out. The angel told them, "Go back into the temple and keep teaching the people about the new life they can have by following and serving Jesus." So at dawn, the witnesses obediently entered the temple and again started teaching about Jesus. Meanwhile, the high priest called all the Jewish elders for a full meeting of their council. Agents were then sent to the prison to bring the 12 witnesses before them. But when the agents didn't find the witnesses in the prison, they returned to the council with this report. "When we arrived at the jail, we found it locked up tight and all the guards on watch at the gates. But when we opened the gates, we found no one inside." Lord, please help us to love your surprise visits. When God shows up unexpectedly, how do you respond?